Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins on the Bob Rose Show. It is 7:07. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, never miss a minute of the show. Search the Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button and you can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight, whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcasts. Tis the season, my friends. Yep, we're talking about the pumpkin patch and many of them being open all over the place. But we just have a special friendship with Pastor Chris and Gainesville Church of God. That's Greg's church. And we've been supporting them. And this is year 14 for the pumpkin patch. And this thing has grown. It really is a good time. It's a great opportunity to bring the kids out. They'll have activities like Young Guns, Pumpkin Patch, new inflatable bounce house, cornhole games, and things like that. For more information, this is a big 501c3. They raise a lot of funds for this. It all goes to charity. BuyAPumpkinFeedAChild.com. BuyAPumpkinFeedAChild.com. And thanks so much for your continued support. And yes, I am addicted to their pumpkin bread. The ones with chocolate chips in it, too. Yeah. Woo! Like I said, tis the season. Enjoy. And the season for great weather. Wow. Yep. All right. Trump goes from McDonald's to Middle East peace in one of the greatest political comebacks. And have an op-ed piece on that. But it's quite interesting. But first, I have to tell you, Joe Biden. And I don't know if Joe gets on X or if he has somebody that does his texting for him, but he and Antony Blinken, you remember the Secretary of State under Biden? They're trying to claim some sort of credit for the peace deal that Donald Trump reached with the entire Middle East, really. And you've got to be kidding me. I was shocked when I saw this. Here's the deal. Former President Joe Biden and former Secretary of State Antony Blinken both claimed some credit for President Donald Trump's Israel-Hamas ceasefire agreement on Monday. On X, Biden, who's undergoing treatment for cancer, said that he was deeply grateful and relieved that the Gaza war is approaching its end. The road to this deal was not easy. What road? He said, my administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home, get relief to Palestinian civilians, and end the war. His idea of ending the war was about right after October 7th, when Israel was brutally attacked and the most innocent of people were brutally murdered. He came out, his action was calling for the immediate ceasefire, I think before Israel even had a chance to counter what had occurred. Didn't even have a chance, and he was already yelling ceasefire. Joe Biden, his road to peace. Come on. I don't even, how can you take, you can't take any of this seriously. Remember, Hamas and Hezbollah and the Houthis, they get their funding from Iran, Who strengthened Iran? Actually strengthened them. Both Obama and Biden administrations actually strengthened Iran. Who came in and made life tough for Iran? Trump did. And he gave them alternatives. He even said in a speech he gave a few months back, hey, you can join, you know, the rest of the world, or, you know, you can keep doing what you're doing. Well, they want to keep doing what they're doing. And we sent a couple of B-2s over there, and, well, the nuclear program of Iran was knocked out. And their economy is not doing well. And I think that that is a huge part of being able to make peace. I think Hamas saw the writing on the wall. Hey, look, it's like anything else. You know, follow the money, and the money dries up, and all of a sudden, you know, some people, this is in leadership roles, aren't quite as excited and interested in their mission when they're not being funded. So for Biden and Blinken to come out and try to take any credit at all is a joke. Under Biden, Iran was strengthened. Under Trump, he put an end to their nuclear program, at least temporarily, if not longer. And then, don't you remember when Joe Biden went to the Middle East? I believe it was when he was meeting with Saudi Arabia. I mean, they did everything but outright shun him. They were not happy with him. They don't like him. He's the guy that said, yeah, I'm going to put big oil out of business. The people in the Middle East, many of those Arab nations, are a bit sensitive to that mentality, as you might imagine. So Joe Biden was no friend to them. They weren't going to act in a friendly way toward him. And don't even get me started on Israel and the way that Netanyahu was treated by, well, first Barack Obama and then by Joe Biden. Just really unacceptable behavior and the way they treated our top ally in the Middle East. Really awful. So Biden and Antony Blinken think they deserve any credit? Nothing could be further from the truth. Yeah, listen to this. Now, with the backing of the United States and the world, the Middle East is on a path to peace I hope endures and a future for Israelis and Palestinians alike with equal measures of peace, dignity, and safety. That was Joe Biden. That, yeah, maybe he can text better than he could speak. So, you know, it might be him. I doubt it. It was on Monday. Antony Blinken said Trump's 20-point peace plan for the Gaza Strip was based on one developed by the Biden administration. Oh, yeah, closely resembled it. They had numbers followed by words on their sheet, too. And that's about it. In a lengthy post on X, Blinken, who served in the Biden administration, outlined how Trump was able to secure the peace agreement. He noted that Arab states and Turkey have said enough to Hamas, and said the response also showed that other Iran-backed groups, Hezbollah and Yemen's Houthis, are not coming to Hamas's aid. And why do you think that is, Antony? It's because Israel was allowed to take the gloves off and kick their asses. That's why. Along with the fact that Trump weakened Iran. Those two things happening at the same time made Hamas have to rethink everything, forced them to do that. But for Blinken or Biden, in any way, shape, or form, to try to grab some of this limelight? Absolutely not. The only thing that they served to do was make life for Donald J. Trump miserable. And their failed foreign policy continued for 4 years of Biden, who was more interested in lining his pockets than he was any sort of peace deal in the Middle East. It's ridiculous. Yep. Blinken said the Biden administration briefly secured a ceasefire between Israel and Hamas in January, resulting in the release of 135 hostages before the deal fell apart. He also questioned how Trump could secure a permanent peace plan. Yeah, anybody can question that. the permanency of peace in the Middle East, of course, it's always going to be precarious. But as time goes on and there's a hopeful path forward for the Palestinians, the kids won't grow up to be terrorists. I mean, that's part of the hope, because they'll have a chance at a real future. They'll have a stake in things. All right, coming up, chance for you to call in, air it out. We call it What's Bugging You. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. So go ahead and call in now and be patient, because Greg's not here, man. It's just me. So get the calls lined up, and I'll get you on the air right after the break. All right? What's Bugging You is next. 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You got to bug up your pile? Hey there, it's the Bob Rose Show. Good morning, my friends. It is 7:21. Look, I'm talented. I really am. But I can't answer the phone while I'm on the air. Well, yeah, that would be awkward. So if you didn't get in, I apologize. But don't worry. I've got plenty of things that's always bugging me. But let's get Mark in here. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob, flying solo. What's bugging me is the latest case of artificial intelligence online clutter. A couple of weeks ago, the search engines such as Yahoo.com, they start posting this thing called AI summary of comments below nearly every headline, even if you don't click the article and even if you don't click the comments. It just gets in the way of everything, and it makes you just scroll further to see the articles you want to read. It's just totally annoying. Thanks, Bob.
Oh, no, thank you. Yeah, this AI, it's going to be pushed on you. It is, and I'd already see it. At times, it can be really handy when you get the little summary thing. But when they summarize on stories and then commentators, they summarize on that, it's like, no, I want to read the comments if I'm that interested in it, or I don't care. I would just move on. But yes, You're going to see this AI in everything, on everything. And if you don't get with the program, you're the dinosaur. And this is the future and all that stuff. And like everything else, it will be flawed. It will be imperfect. But it doesn't matter. They'll push forward anyway. And yes, that bugs me as well. You know what else is bugging me? Well, I know how this happened, but at the University of Florida, you ever see, after a big game, in college football, not UF, but in college football, and it's a big win, and the fans storm the field, and it's huge, and everybody's excited. Well, at UF, you don't do that. You can't do that. They have never allowed it, as far as I know. But a couple of folks after the Texas win, which was a huge win, you know, this team's in a slump. And to beat top-ranked team like Texas was a pretty big deal. So some people got excited. They stormed the field. It wasn't many. It was just a few. And they caught them all. But because of a change in the law in Tallahassee that was designed to protect President Trump when he came not just here to the university, but, I mean, Florida in general, became Florida law, they're charging these people with felonies. Felonies. Because they ran on a football field they weren't supposed to. Look, I don't have a problem with there being a penalty. If they want to keep people off the field, yeah, there has to be, a stick approach. You have to penalize those who disobey. Look, Florida's very proud of their field, and they don't want it to be damaged by people, you know, trampling all over it. If you had tens of thousands of people on the field, it would do some damage. Now, you know, if it's the end of the season, it's a big championship game, I don't necessarily have a problem with it. The head ball coach, Steve Spurrier, apparently commented, and I don't want to take him out of context, but sounded like he said, well, I've seen it happen in other places, and building some memories that would last a lifetime, you know, if you're like a college kid at that place. And I agree with that. I don't know that he's necessarily he did advocate for it, I think. Was it last year? One year, if we beat LSU, he said, yeah, we should storm the field. Well, I don't know if he realized, because I certainly didn't at the time, that you could be charged with a felony. Four exuberant football fans who rushed the field after the University of Florida's upset win over Texas are facing first of the kind felony trespass charges under a new law that was intended to punish protesters of President Donald Trump during his appearance in the state. I got this from Main Street Daily News. Lawmakers in Tallahassee said they never intended the new law to be used against fans storming the football fields after a huge victory. So if there was never the intention, and it was even discussed directly at a hearing of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee in March, Senator Joe Gruters, a Republican out of Sarasota, asked, so, just to be crystal clear, if somebody goes onto the field, they won't be charged with a felony. And Senator Jonathan Martin, who was the bill's sponsor from Republican from Fort Myers, he said, well, that's not the intent, and they can quote me in the case law if that becomes an issue. So it sounds to me like here in Gainesville, you know, they charge him with this felony. I think the state attorney would probably drop it down to a misdemeanor. It would only make sense. Are you going to tie up the legal system, a felony charge, for people that ran out on the field? Yeah. Let me see. How old are these? Okay, look. One kid's 21. One's 19. All right. One's 35. Another guy, 27. They've already told him, like, a couple of these guys, you can't come back to the stadium for 3 years. And a couple of them, they said, you can't come back to the campus, period, for 3 years. Felony charges for going on a football field, that's what's bugging me. Thanks to Florida Pest Control for sponsoring What's Bugging You. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. Stick around. Happy Trash Talking Tuesday. It's going to be another awesome day. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
.734 on the Bob Rose Show. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's going to be another day in paradise. Absolutely picture-perfect weather. Enjoy, enjoy, my friends. It'll be a perfect evening to go to the Charlie Kirk Remembrance Event. Yep, Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park. This is happening later this evening from 5:30 to 8:30. They're going to have a keynote speaker, Paul Renner, who's running for governor of Florida. He was a guest on the Bob Rose Show last week. He's former Florida House Speaker. So he's going to be there. But they're going to have live music from the Ocala Worshippers and the Hat Trick Band. And they'll have a video production of Kirk. And they're asking people to wear red. And if you don't have a red shirt to wear, you can pick one up there for just as little as a $5 donation. So that... That it will be what seems like going to be a great event. And all day today, it is Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day. Hey, coming up at 8:05, I'm going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. So you want to stick around for that. But we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart, just hit subscribe. You know, the stories that we're going to hear coming out of Israel, they're going to be tough stories. And yet, I mean, you can read about it, but you're never really going to feel it. You know, if you're the person who's gone through it, if you're the family member who is waiting and wondering if they're... child say was going to return. It's beyond, you can try to imagine, but I don't think you can. And I don't want to ever feel that way. The mother of a freed Israeli soldier, Matan Angrist, said that her son was beaten so savagely by his Hamas captors that he blacked out in one of the many chilling accounts that's emerging now since the release of 20 surviving hostages. He remembers being beaten so badly he lost consciousness. They covered him with black sacks and dragged him away. Angrist, an Israel Defense Forces soldier taken from his tank near Gaza, told his family that during airstrikes, tunnel walls collapsed around him. Many times they found themselves buried in dust under the rubble, trying to climb out and survive. She added that for the last 4 months of captivity, he was confined to a dark tunnel. Several of the freed hostages were kept in complete isolation. Can you imagine that? That kind of isolation? A couple of the other folks that were being held, they tell their own set of just incredibly awful, just an awful time. In a separate account published by Yannette, Omri Moran, 48, told relatives that he counted each of the 738 days spent in captivity, moving between 23 different locations. He was held both in a tunnel and above ground. Sometimes he cooked food for his captors, and they liked his cooking. He knew exactly what the date was. He didn't write it down. He kept track in his head. The hostages spent most of their time in this case, playing cards with their captors. Yeah. He looks pale, but his humor is the same. So his experience doesn't sound like it was as awful as what some of the other captives experienced. And remember, there was over 200 hostages, and some were released. But plenty of them died in captivity. One can only imagine what they went through. But absolutely awful. Speaking of awful, and it's kind of an odd story. Mitt Romney, his sister-in-law was found dead near a Los Angeles garage. She's 64 years old. Carrie Elizabeth Romney, discovered dead on a street near a shopping mall parking garage in Valencia, California, around 8:30 p.m. on Friday. Authorities said her car was discovered inside a parking garage near the city's Hyatt Regency Hotel. It's unknown at the moment if Carrie jumped or fell from the multi-story parking garage or nearby building. Los Angeles County Medical Examiner's Office confirmed Carrie had died Friday, her cause of death listed as deferred, indicating that further tests and investigation are pending. Her body was listed as ready for release. However, authorities said foul play does not appear to be involved. Carrie had been married to the ex-Utah senator's older brother, George Romney, 81, well-known attorney and father of former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. The former presidential nominee's brother, who goes by Scott, had filed for divorce on June 10th after 8 years of marriage, citing irreconcilable differences, according to the Daily Mail. He also stated that filing that most of their assets had been obtained separately before the marriage. He noted that Carrie was seeking spousal support, which he opposed, and requested that she go back to using her maiden name. It's unclear when the two met, but the couple tied the knot in November of 2016. However, they appeared to have kept their relationship private. From 2012 onward, the two quietly stepped away from public view, avoiding social media, interviews, public appearances together, according to the Daily Mail. The divorce would have brought an end to Scott Romney's third marriage. The 81-year-old currently works as an attorney in Michigan and serves on several boards. Romney mounted a presidential campaign against former President Barack Obama in 2012, gaining significant national support. He ultimately lost the race. Scott Romney was most publicly visible of his siblings during his brother's campaign, according to the New York Times. But it just, you know, it's a big family. It's a tight family. This was his sister-in-law at 64 and found dead. It jumped or fell. Foul play not. Probably not completely ruled out, but not likely, they're saying. Wow. All right. That's a tough one there. All right. Links to China and politicians. Not the first story of its kind. Unfortunately, it's not going to be the last story of its kind. New Jersey Democrat gubernatorial candidate Mikey Sherrill. She's facing criticism after a businessman linked to the Chinese Communist Party made multiple donations totaling tens of thousands of dollars to her campaign. Pin Nye, founder of Wanjiang America Corporation, donated $60,000 to the One Giant Leap Super PAC backing Sherrill's campaign in the form of two checks. In addition to giving $5,800 individual max donation directly to Sherrill's campaign this summer. Political campaigns in the U.S. are only permitted to accept money from American citizens or permanent legal residents. And in addition to Penn's status being unclear, questions have been raised about the ethics of accepting money from individuals linked to the Chinese Communist Party. I mean, here's the deal. If you have, if you're in any position of power, you're linked to the Chinese Communist Party. You know, either you're a very happy, willing member of that party, or your services could be utilized by the party at any time. And it's very difficult to say no. Now, this donor, Pin Nye, has an extensive history of assisting the CCP's political warfare and influence operations upon the U.S. and generally aligning with and carrying out party commands. Taking money from him should be disqualifying. And the business that he runs, they awarded the company's founder the title of National Outstanding Communist Party Member in a 2021 press release and praised the guy who started that company for his pursuit of communism as a lifelong ideal and practice. I mean, I didn't go to Harvard, but that sounds pretty commie to me. How can you take that kind of money and have a clear conscience? Well, she is a politician. I'm going to keep that in mind. Oh, happy Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Don't go anywhere. Coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz right here on the Bob Rose Show. 97.3, The Sky. New York Attorney General Letitia James in the news again. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. It is 7:50, 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Greg's on vacation, much deserved. Flying solo, we'll do the best we can. All right? The show must go on. And I'm looking forward to the weekend, frankly. Oktoberfest, a little get-together in Daytona. You're going to see a lot more motorcycle traffic, even, you know, all around this area as well, but certainly over on that coast. And just be careful. Look twice, if you would. Yeah, we don't have a lot of protection when a bike goes down. Not good. I'm glad I wasn't riding my motorcycle yesterday when I came to work. Follow-up to my deer story. Yeah, I hit a deer yesterday. And it was in an area where I wasn't really expecting it. I guess if you live in Florida, it could happen pretty much anywhere. And, I was driving, out of Keystone, coming toward work about 4 a.m. And really coming from the left side, from the darkness. I mean, it appeared. And it was like, I guess, attempting to run straight across the road. Well, I think I reacted pretty darn quickly. And, I mean, I mashed the brake, and this car has good brakes, and I hit it. I mean, there's no doubt I hit it. Now, I didn't see where it went. It wasn't there in the roadway for sure. I looked around. It took off. But I'm just amazed at the small amount of damage, hardly any. It's barely noticeable. I was able to click the body kind of back together and replace one broken of those fasteners. And I'm good to go. Are you kidding me? And this is like, you know, late model Hyundai Sonata. So, I mean, those plastic pieces, they usually just, either the whole front end, you know, falls off, you know, the bumper, or the stuff splits or breaks. I consider myself very fortunate. But man, it just, I got to tell you, I was going through there the same spot this morning, and it does. It makes you, I won't go as far as to say it's a PTSD thing, but yeah, you remember something like that. And I'm always vigilant, honestly, on my way to work. I'm definitely not on the phone at all. There's nobody to talk to anyway. But yeah, I mean, I really do pay attention. But I was very fortunate in that. Hey, football scores last night. The Bears beat Washington the last few seconds, 25-24. The Falcons surprised the Bills, beat them 24-14. But the football news that really matters is the Gators taking on Mississippi State in the Swamp, 4:15 Saturday. Get out there and support your Gators. Of course, whatever, you know, the deal with the coach is, you know, up in the air. The rumors swirl. But the idea to say, oh, well, you know, it's a $20 million buyout. I mean, you know, who's going to do that? Where are you going to get that? It's like, well, the Penn State coach that just got canned, he had like a $49 or $50 million buyout. And Penn State was able to do that. So, anyway, let's hope if they do make that move that they get somebody who is awesome. And I like John Gruden, personally. I think he has this unbelievable personality. We know he can coach, definitely in the pro level, you know, but he has worked with a lot of young, you know, college-age quarterbacks in the past and stuff as well. He has camps and everything. The guy's, I think he's pretty sharp. The other rumor going around is Lane Kiffin, and that his name has popped up for a long time, but there's something there, I guess, with some Gator fans, maybe there's some sort of rub there. And I probably was told what it was at some point, but I'm getting old now and I forgot. Hey, Letitia James is in the news. Indicted New York Attorney General Letitia James, that is. Oh, and yeah, she came out and she was just so humble, you know. She was humbled by this. No, she was as arrogant, nasty, and defiant as ever in her first public appearance since being hit with the federal charges. Allegations she committed bank fraud and lied to a financial institution to obtain a lower mortgage rate. Yeah, is it a big deal? Well, it was a big deal when Trump apparently, allegedly, exaggerated the values of some of his properties to get a loan. Yeah, so in her world, in her mind, it should be a big deal. That's how she treated it when Trump appeared to be in violation of some of these things. We see powerful voices trying to silence truth and punish dissent and weaponize justice for political gain. Yeah, we saw it during the Biden administration. But she's talking about the Republicans. She told supporters of Zohran Mamdani at a rally for the New York City mayoral frontrunner in Washington Heights. She said, "We are witnessing the fraying of our democracy, the erosion of our system of government," describing the current state of politics as a defining moment in our history. You know, it'll never come to this. I mean, possibly facing 60 years behind bars if convicted of the two charges against her. She told the people at the rally, "Stand together and defend our rights." Okay, enough of that. Hey, coming up after the break, we're going to talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz on 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon.
Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.